This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It will be a mildly uncomfortable day for Halliburton. The oil services company has admitted it destroyed evidence connected to the Gulf spill in 2010. Halliburton will pay a $200,000 penalty, but says it will not face any criminal prosecution for the act. However, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein says the admission could mean the company will pay in court.
Halliburton recommended to its client, energy giant BP, that they use 21 so-called collars to securely install a well pipe. BP went with 6. Halliburton's models showed that there was little difference, and that's the evidence Halliburton made go away.
Destroying evidence, in my view, it's really a cut above the other charges.
Fadel Geit is a senior oil analyst at Oppenheimer. Geit says he's not surprised that Halliburton tried to cover its tracks, particularly given the magnitude of the catastrophe.
It resulted in the deaths of 11 people and the worst environmental disaster in history. So a company like Halliburton will try to distance itself as much as possible.
Today, BP probably has a big smile on its face. Stanley Reed, who co-wrote the book In Too Deep about the company and the oil spill, says Halliburton's involvement bolsters BP's court case.
I think it will make it look like BP was not the only company at fault.
Reed says BP is facing a payout of anywhere from several to $20 billion in an ongoing federal suit in New Orleans. Halliburton's admission could potentially save BP billions. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.